The Quality of Mercy by Barry Unsworth. Read by David Rintoul. Love to faults is always blind, always is to joy inclined, lawless, winged, and unconfined, and breaks all chains from every mind. William Blake. Spring and Summer 1767. Chapter 1. On finding himself thus accidentally free, Sullivan's only thought was to get as far as he could from Newgate Prison while it was still dark. Fiddle and bow slung over his shoulder, he set off northwards, keeping the river at his back. In Holborn he lost an hour, wandering in a maze of courts. Then an old washerwoman, waiting outside a door in the first light of day, set him right for Gray's Inn Lane and the northern outskirts of the city. Once sure of his way, he felt his spirits rise, and he stepped out eagerly enough. Not that he had much, on the face of things, to be blithe about. These last days of March were bitterly cold, and he had no coat, only the thin shirt and sleeveless waistcoat and cotton trousers issued to him on the ship returning from Florida. His shoes had been made for a man with feet of a different calibre. On him they contrived to be too loose at the heel and too tight across the toes. The weeks of prison food had weakened him. He was a fugitive, he was penniless, he was assailed by periodic shudders in this rawness of the early morning. All the same, Sullivan counted his blessings as he walked along. He had his health still. There was nothing amiss with him that a bite to eat wouldn't put right. He would find shelter in Durham if he could get there, and there was a grace on him. He had been singled out. It was not given to many just to stroll out of prison like that. Strolling through the gates, his teeth chattered. Without so much as a kiss me arse.